Chapter 29 A $5 Bill. When he sat back down, Buck saw the woman clutching her son to her side. The fear in both her eyes saddened him.
I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to frighten either of you.
I wasn't scared,
Richie said in a mock display of bravery.
He should have blown his head off for calling you a liar.
Hush up, Richie. Leave the man be.
I reckon now might not be the best time to ask your mom if you could look at my gun. Maybe later.
The big farmer got off at the next stop. It apparently was not his actual destination, but a very wise decision on the man's part. Any further challenge as to Buck's honesty or manhood might very well have gotten him killed. The next stop was for a meal. Buck opted for plain black coffee. The things his body had been subjected to these last few months had left him with a constant sour stomach. Food seemed to aggravate the situation in his guts. About one meal a day was all he could keep inside. The greasy food at the train stops agreed with him even less. Buck had plenty of money to eat on, but no desire to do so. After his drunken romp across Mexico, he still had managed to hold on to $45 of his original $200. The money he had gotten from the sale of his horse and saddle had more than covered the cost of his train fare. As he sat sipping his coffee at the rear table in the small cafe, little Richie came over and offered him half of his cheese sandwich.
That's okay, little pard. I'm not really hungry.
Don't worry, Mr. Adams. Ma made us a bunch of cheese sandwiches,
Richie said as he placed half his sandwich in front of Buck.
She said we couldn't waste no money on fancy restaurant food.
The two of them chatted as they ate the cheese. Richie told Buck that he and his mother were going back east to a cousin's house to live. Richie had lost his father a year earlier to diphtheria. His mother's job as a housekeeper for an old woman had ended when the poor old lady passed away. His mother could not find work, so that was why they were going to the cousin's place. It had taken almost all their savings to buy their tickets. Richie looked down at the table and then said softly,
"Sure miss my father."
"I know what you mean, son. I miss mine, too."
To break the somber mood they drifted into, Buck asked Richie if he had talked to his mom about looking at his pistol. Richie told Buck that she had flatly refused him permission, even when he told her that the gun would have no bullets.
"We'd best do as she says, then. No sense getting her upset."
Buck saw so much of himself in this kid. They both loved their parents deeply, and both wanted to be cowboys. Richie and his mother had fallen on hard times. Maybe it was time Buck Adams did some good with his life.
"Your mom a good cook?"
"The best, but you wouldn't know it from this sandwich. I told her the cheese smelled funny when she bought it, but it was the cheapest the store had. The bread was old, too."
"You think your mom would be interested in working for me?"
"She don't know nothing about cowboying. And if you don't mind me saying, you don't look much like you can afford any hired help."
Buck had forgotten how rough he now appeared. A shot-up hat and dirty worn clothes would make anyone take him for a pauper instead of a wealthy farmer.
"What was the old lady paying your mother?"
10 cents a day, plus room and board for the both of us. I work some, too, after school and on weekends. I'm strong for my age, and I shared a room with Mother."
Buck told Richie about his farm and that they should be there sometime tomorrow morning. He and his mother could ride out to inspect the place before agreeing to anything. The train stopped at Wilsonville, and there would be another one the next day if she chose not to take the job. Buck told Richie that he would also put them up at the hotel for the night and pay for their meals. Richie caught up with his mother just as she was about to board the train. By his excited hand gestures, it was obvious that he was explaining Buck's offer. What Buck did not know was that neither Richie nor his mother was anxious to move in with his cousin. Their stay there would be more as unpaid servants than family. If Buck's farm was half what he claimed, both were ready to give it a try. Mrs. Ellis decided to visit Buck's Bread, but she would not promise anything until she had the opportunity to question his neighbors as to his character. She was being both wise and cautious. Buck could be a lazy drunk living in some rundown shack for all she knew. In addition, she wanted the price of the meals and hotel up front, just in case. Her budget for the trip to her cousin's house did not include the cost of any unnecessary delays. This woman was smarter than most folks would have been under similar circumstances. She put Buck in mind of his quick thinking of his own mother. Put her mind at ease, as far as being stuck in Wilsonville eating cheese sandwiches, Buck handed her a $5 bill. This money was for her to keep if either his farm or character proved not to be to her liking. She quickly folded the bill into a small square and stashed it deep in her handbag. If she accepted Buck's offer of employment or not, this would be the easiest money she had made in a long time. It would have taken her a month and a half of caretaking the old woman to make $5.